On a sunny day last week, I headed out with agency spokeswoman Jennifer LaRocque to check out improvements being made to the county's unincorporated roads.
Where are we going?
We are going up to Cherry Ridge Road.
On the way there, LaRocque explains that during storms, crews focus on clearing roads of downed trees, mudslides, and patching severe potholes.
Our main priority is to keep our roads safe and passable.
Then after the storms, crews will go back and clear debris that was moved to the sides of roads and patch smaller holes, like on Cherry Ridge Road. But we get rerouted by a foreman to another work site soon after leaving.
You know where Whistler Avenue is off between Millbrae and Scenic?
I know the area and I can find it.
Okay.
Yeah,
my guy, I got some guys over there. The other crew calls me and says, we're all finished.
LaRocque says the road crews have been making quick work of the potholes. And by the time we get to our new destination, the workers are well underway. Good. This is maintenance worker David DiRico.
We've brought in asphalt and now we're just, patching the holes and using our roller to compact it in.
DiRico says he and his colleagues have been working nonstop the past few months to keep roads safe and clear.
We've been quite busy. A lot of potholes. When it's storming out, they get the high winds. We also take care of downed trees, plug culverts.
Transportation and Public Works Director Susan Clausen says these low-lying county roads were particularly susceptible to water damage, especially after ditches lining the roads became saturated.
Those ditches, when they're full of water, that water is also underneath the pavement. And pavement is flexible, and so when all that water is swishing around underneath the road, that's what really breaks up the road. The road starts to flex, parts and pieces start popping out.
Clausen says initial damage estimates caused from the storms, like these potholes, are just over $16 million. And that is in addition to the county's cost for its pavement preservation program. The county expects to get some emergency money from the state and federal government. But Clausen says over the long term, it's going to be a collaborative effort.
It's putting together a whole lot of pots of money because, for Sonoma County roads, in order to resurface them all to a condition where all the roads were in good shape, we would need about $56 million a year for the next 10 years. And so we are well shy of that, and we're not going to get it from any one source.
Clausen says the county's Board of Supervisors is committed to fixing and preserving roads. She says unincorporated Sonoma gets $11.5 million for roads, among the most in the state. And looking forward, the county could get more money from Senate Bill 1, a road funding proposal working its way through the state legislature now that could bring in about $18 million annually to Sonoma. But for now, Clausen says it'll take the better part of the summer to make the fixes caused by this winter's storms. And the message from the crews doing the work, bear with us, says maintenance worker David DiRico.
We've got a lot of complaints. And we're just trying to get work done as fast as we can.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.